You were blown away last time. You better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller. There's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee, Mike. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
That's right. It is time for He Shoots, He Scores. I'm joined by director extraordinaire Toby Morris for this exploration of the world of music in film. Hey, Toby.
Hey, Mitchie.
How's it going, man? What film are we going to explore this morning?
Look, before we get into that,
okay.
I need to know how are you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty nice. How
That's
do you feel?
Good. Yeah, I feel good.
That's good.
So it's important to establish that because this week it's all about emotions, Mitch.
Emotions.
Music and cinema and emotions.
Ooh, okay.
Now, you're a fun-loving guy. You love a good laugh.
I love a good laugh.
But, Mitch.
Yep.
How much more satisfying is a good little belly laugh?
A chuckle?
When it means something.
Oh, yeah. That's always much better.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. If you've got a bunch of great comedians and you want to make a feature-length film, you'll just fill it just wall-to-wall with solid lols, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Good laughs.
Packed them in.
Look, Mitch, you could do that, and that could be good fun to watch. That could be a good little chuckle fest,
yep.
But it's probably not going to stay with the audience for long after they leave the cinema.
Oh.
You're probably not going to stick with them.
Mm.
Because the best comedy films are the ones that make us laugh, and they find a way to move us in some way.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Because, Mitch, that's one of the great things about cinema. We have time to get to know our characters and really invest in them in a way that's not really possible in, you know, a little 5-minute sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way to connect with people's emotions, Mitch?
I don't know, make them cry?
Yeah, but how do you do that? It's music. You do it music, through music.
Music, yeah. Right. The
Which
segment, yeah.
It's coincidentally great because this is a segment about film and music.
Okay.
And you know who understands this? It's our favourite silver-haired movie dad, Mr. Steve Martin. Now, in 1978, if you were to walk down the street and ask someone, who's Steve Martin? Excuse me, sir. Who's Steve Martin? They could say, he's the famous stand-up comic.
Mm-hmm.
They could say, he's the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
They could say all sorts of things.
Yep.
But one thing they wouldn't have, well, if they did say this, they would have been a liar if they said he's a movie star. Because he hadn't done a film yet at that stage.
Oh, 1978, okay, yeah.
But history changes, Mitch.
Mm.
Don't trust history.
Don't trust
it's gonna change, man. Because in 1979, Steve Martin's first film came out, Jerk. You're not a jerk.
I'm a jerk?
No, it's The Jerk.
The Jerk.
The Jerk.
Gotcha, right.
And The Jerk tells the story of Navin R. Johnson, played by Stevie Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Navin is an orphan. He's raised by a black family. And at about 25 years old, he is horrified, Mitch, to learn that he's not black.
Oh.
He's a white guy. So this sets him off on a great adventure. What more motivation do you need?
Yep.
He meets a girl, becomes a millionaire, he loses it all, he gets up to all sorts of mischief.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the all-time classic cinema comedies. And it is directed by Carl Reiner.
Carl Reiner, yep.
Who had directed The Dick Van Dyke Show,
mm-hmm.
which Steve was a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl is the father of Rob Reiner, who is a very well-acclaimed director. He did A Few Good Men, a bunch of great films. The Jerk's written by Steve Martin, Michael Elias, and Carl Gottlieb.
Carl Gottlieb?
Yes!
Who's Carl Gottlieb?
Who's Carl Gottlieb? He's the writer of Jaws!
Oh, right.
Come on, Mitch!
Sorry.
You don't know your Gottliebs. Now, The Jerk's a great film. It's a bloody lolfest. But when writing the film, the writers were insistent that it have at least one good laugh per page. Which
per
is
page.
And that's all you want from a film, isn't it, Mitch? Just
that's
a good
right.
laugh.
Yeah.
No! Pay attention. Come on. Get off your phone, Mitch. The film needs a heart. And The Jerk has heart in spades. It's got that wonderful Steve Martin thing in that he's never mean-spirited.
Mm.
He's a lovable guy. He'll make fun of himself, but not anybody else. It makes him endearing, and that means that when the character of Navin meets a girl, played by Steve's real-life lady friend, Bernadette
Ooh.
Peters,
mm-hmm.
we just want it to work out. We want them to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we get to our piece of music for today. It's a little song called Tonight You Belong to Me. And it was actually a hit song from the 50s by Patience and Prudence.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve and Bernadette sing it together when they've just met and they're walking along the beach in a sweet little scene. And now after performing the scene, Steve Martin thought, yes, we've nailed it. This is the bit that's going to get him right in the feelings. This is going to butter him up. And he was partly right, because at the film's premiere in St. Louis, when the scene came on, half the audience stood up and went, ah, this scene's not funny, and left the cinema.
Whoa!
To go and get more popcorn. So, thus disproving my whole theory. But look, Stanley Kubrick, have you heard of him?
I have heard of him.
He loves this scene. Okay, so here's Tonight You Belong to Me from 1979's The Jerk.